AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House is happy with a 60-37 procedural vote in the Senate, which moves along a bill that would give President Obama fast-track trade powers. Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Today's vote and further action on trade in Congress this week will send an important message to the world about America's engagement and continued global leadership.
But while the vote greatly improves Obama's chances for a 12-nation Pacific Rim trade agreement, many fellow Democrats in the House and Senate are opposed to the measure. Ohio Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown says the trade deal will help big business and hurt workers.
They've got another corporate-sponsored trade agreement. It will mean more money in some investors' pockets. It'll mean more plant closings in Ohio and Arizona and Delaware and Rhode Island and West Virginia and Maine and all over this country.
The president, major corporate groups, GOP leaders, and other backers of the agreement say it will make it easier for U.S. products to reach more global markets. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.